Obviously, personally disappointed, not only for myself and my campaign team, but for all those 36,000 people who put their faith in me to represent them again over in Brussels as MEP. But the important thing now is to make sure and hope that my transfers put Michelle Gildernew very much back in contention, and that we're in there for the fight for the last seat. And we think that's the way it's going to be over the next hours down here in Castlebar.
And do you really think Michelle Gildernew is in with a fighting chance? And is it a bit disappointing from Sinn Féin's perspective? They were, or your party were, hoping some weeks ago for two seats, and now it is a struggle for one even.
Well, the transfer rate from me to Michelle should hopefully be quite heavy, in 60 to 65% rate, which would pull Michelle very much back in contention. And then the last two candidates, Padraig Tobin and Lisa Chambers, will have over 100,000 votes between them, and that's 15% of the overall poll. So, like, it's very much in Michelle will be in the mix, and she'll be there until the very, very end. So we just have to see how the next few hours play out for us.
You've been talking to other national media as it relates to a general election and your wish for that to be called sooner rather than later. Is that a good idea, given the fact of Sinn Féin's performance in the local elections at the weekend?
Well, we need to firstly recognise that the local and European elections are very much a different type of election in comparison to the general election. And local elections, people are voting for a candidate that they know probably personally, and that they know will work hard for their community regardless of what their background is. And the Europeans seems to be very much about face and name recognition, so it's a very much different type of election. We know that there'll be a general election in the next number of months, and we know that people will reassess. Some people who I know came out, wanted change, came out and they voted for other smaller parties and independents for that change. Some other people just didn't come out to vote because obviously the turnout would be lower than you'd expect in a general election. So I think when a general election comes, people will be looking at who they want in the government, and that those people who believe that they want to see change will see that the Sinn Féin as a political party is the best vehicle for that change.
And if Sinn Féin approached you to run in a general election, would you consider it?
Well, obviously, I'd like to take a few weeks to reassess, you know, and just to kind of give myself a bit of breathing space after this election. What I've said previously to other media is this: I don't think that this election is the last time you'll see Chris McManus's name on a ballot paper. And as I've also noted, I've quite an awful lot of posters to spare if an election does come up.